Chapter 46, The Parrots and the Parush. Baruch was a wonderful listener. He was eager to discover as much as possible about the different ways in which Jewish communities and movements served Hashem. His good friend Yitzchak Shaul had a wealth of information to share, and Baruch especially enjoyed the fascinating stories that taught him much about the approach of Chassidus. These stories also allowed him to appreciate the personalities of the movement's leaders and followers. Baruch also treasured the stories that Shmuel, the son of Eliezer Reuven, the blacksmith of Dobromisl, brought back with him from the yeshiva of Dubrovna. Shmuel told Baruch that while he waited to take an entrance exam to the Dubrovna yeshiva, he spent his time in a base medrash located in one of the city's many alleyways. It was known as the Shul of the Elderly Parush. Inside the Shul, Shmuel found an elderly Talmud Chacham who was Parush, which means entirely separated from almost all physical things. His name was Reb Chaim. Shmuel assumed that the Shul's interesting name referred to the elderly Reb Chaim. The Shul's Shamish, however, was quick to correct him. It was actually named after a different parish altogether. The Shamish then shared the history of the shul, a dramatic story that had occurred 70 years earlier. At that time, there was a boy in Dubrovna named Fivish. He did not have a good head for learning and was not very successful in his studies. However, he had outstanding Yiras Shemayim and a pure heart that was truly rare. He davened with deep concentration from a young age, and he would use each spare moment of his day to recite Tehillim. The men who came to daven at the local Beis Medrash were used to seeing Fivish lovingly clutching a Sefer Tehillim. As the boy lovingly read its ancient words aloud, the entire Beis Medrash would hum with the sweet sound of his voice. Fivish poured out his heart to his Creator in love and in awe, and from the tone of his voice, the men were able to sense the meaning of the words. When Fivish read verses of song and thanks to Hashem, his voice would ring with joy. When he reached psukim that plead for mercy and beg for Hashem's salvation, his charming voice would shatter and mingle with his tears. No one could listen to Fivish reciting Tehillim without being truly moved and inspired. As Fivish grew older, around the age of 16, he began to separate himself entirely from everything around him. He lived in a world that was filled only with holiness. Nothing mattered to him other than Hashem's closeness. Fivish went to extreme lengths, filling his ears with tufts of wool so that he would not hear what was going on around him. He also stuffed his nostrils so that he would not smell anything. He then placed a thick silk veil around his eyes as a blindfold so that he would not see at all. Young Fivish became a true parush. Fivish did not need to remove his blindfold in order to daven and recite Tehillim. By now, he knew the passages and verses fluently by heart. He would remove the woolen plugs from his ears only to hear the reading of the Torah and for similar purposes. The young parush fasted most of each day. He would break his fast towards evening with a piece of dry bread and some water. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, he recited Kiddush on bread, not wine. He fulfilled the obligation to take pleasure on Shabbos with food and drink by eating a larger piece of dry bread than during the week. Other than that, he never ate or drank anything else. The Jews of Dubrovna respected Fivish's wish to separate himself from the world and ignore all of its pleasures. With time, they grew used to the strange sight of the blindfolded boy, and the young parush became a permanent feature of the city of Dubrovna. In other cities as well, people described the parush as a holy person who devoted his life to climbing ever closer to Hashem. Even the non-Jews in the area discussed the Jewish saint who spent all his days reciting the sacred Psalms of King David. Rumors about the parish reached the ears of a Paritz, who owned a large estate not far from Dubrovna. He was a wicked man who hated Jews with all his being. He cannot bear to hear non-Jews praising and speaking in amazement about a Jew, Fivish the Parish. Eventually, the pirates hatched an evil plan in order to publicly disgrace Fivish and destroy his holy reputation forever. He instructed one of his men to travel to Dubrovna and to command Fivish to appear at his mansion immediately. The messenger went to Dubrovna, but when he entered the Beis Medrash and heard the sweet words of Tehillim recited out loud with such purity and depth of feeling, he realized that Fivish must be a holy man. He was afraid to disturb him. The messenger returned to the pirates and explained why he was unable to fulfill his instruction. The pirates, however, did not accept his story. His face turned red with fury. "Have you also fallen into the trap of believing nonsense?" he roared in rage. "That man is nothing but a Jewish idiot who wastes all his time with craziness. As for you, miserable coward, you will pay dearly for not bringing him here." The pirates thought long and hard, and eventually came up with an original plan to express his anger. He invited everyone in the area to the center of the local marketplace. They would then enjoy a show that would include the pirates severely punishing his servant for failing his mission. The unfortunate man would receive no less than 15 lashes across his bare back with a whip made of wet branches. The crowd would see his fate, and they would know better than to disobey or disrespect the powerful pirates in the future. For the second part of the show, the pirates would have his men forcefully fetch Fivish the Parish. They would drag him blindfolded into the marketplace, where, with everyone watching, he would turn him into the joke of the century. No one would ever consider Fivish a holy man again. When everything was set up and ready for the show, the pirates sent his men to fetch Fivish from Dubrovna. "Bring him exactly as he is," the pirates barked, "without seeing and without hearing a thing. Ha ha, we are going to have so much fun with that miserable Jew." The exact time of Fivish's arrival was extremely important to the pirates. According to his plan, just as his men finished whipping the first messenger, the other men would arrive in the marketplace, dragging the blindfolded parish behind them. At the set time, a large crowd gathered and the first punishment began. The pirates' men tied the messenger who had failed to fetch Fivish to a thick wooden beam with his bare back facing the crowd that filled the marketplace. At the shout of the pirates, one of his men raised a long whip made of thin, moist branches. He lifted it high in the air, swung it over his head, and then brought it crashing down with all his might on the back of the unlucky man. The entire marketplace fell silent, and everyone was able to hear the swishing of the whip, followed by a crash. Once, twice, three times, and four.